you. Welcome to the show. Hey, we've had everything. We have had everything from transsexual midgets to 400-pound pimps on our show. And how proud we are, yeah. Well, we won't stop there. Today, we've brought back some of those unbelievably crazy guests because every day their life is a Jerry Springer show. Yeah! Okay. Yeah. This is not a good thing. Okay. Now, the last time Chris was here, he told his best friend that he was sleeping with his wife. Take a look.
I work every day. I try to give you everything you want.
He
lives with his mom and dad, for God's sake.
And you leave for 2 or 3 days, for God's sake.
I don't
understand
you.
I don't understand me.
Hey, you're just mad because she has more feelings for me than she ever did for you. The only reason she's... What, boy? I'm not used to
that. All you gotta do is step over here.
Come on with it.
Ain't nothing hold you back from hot air and opportunity, punk.
Come on with it. And you're full of hot air. Come on with it.
Come over and get some of this hot air.
Okay, Chris, welcome back. So, looking at that clip, the last time you were here, you were telling your best friend of, what, 19 years?
Yep.
That you were sleeping with his wife?
Yep.
What has happened? Now, on that show, despite the fact that the wife admitted that, she still said by the end of the show that she was going back with her husband, Bill.
That's what she said, Jerry.
Okay, what has happened since? What has happened since?
Well, Jerry, it's like this. The last time I was here, she went back home with him. But now she's 4 weeks pregnant with my child.
And your best friend doesn't know this?
Nope. I don't care.
You don't care? You don't feel a little bit bad?
No, every woman wants his body. Look at this, Jerry.
So your best friend is... Okay, I'll let you tell him, you know. Wow. Here he is, Bill. Bill, welcome to the show. Last time you guys have been friends, what, 19 years?
Yeah, Jer. Okay. Long time.
And the last time he admitted, he said, you know, hey, I'm sorry, I've been messing around with your wife. And you obviously were upset. But to your credit, your wife said, I'm sorry what I did, but I'd rather be back with you.
That's right, man.
How's the relationship been going since?
Well, Jer, it's been going pretty good, actually. We're getting ready to celebrate our 6th anniversary. Chris over here.
You have children, right?
Yeah, we got 2 kids.
6 years of marriage, 2 children.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey,
I can't say that I've ever forgot what he done. I forgive him. You know, we long time together, man. We're friends a long time.
I'm your friend, right? You trust me?
No, actually, I don't trust you.
Well, I can understand. Well, yeah, last time we was here, she went home with you.
Yeah.
I've still been sleeping with her, and now she's 4 weeks pregnant with my child.
Wait. What the hell do you mean pregnant?
Brother, what I said.
Look, brother. I know what you're doing. It ain't gonna work. She's still with me. She was with me last night. Brother, you're out of the picture. You're old news, man.
Last night.
You're old news.
What was she about 3 o'clock last night?
You don't make me worry.
Let's bring her out. Hear what she has to say. See if she's done. Here's Monica.
Last time we was here, you promised me it was over. You promised me it was over.
Well, you promised me your road trip was over, and it wasn't. Since we got home, you got in the car and you left. You don't care about me. You don't care about my emotions. If you did, you wouldn't leave. me all the damn time.
You know what your problem is?
Now.
You're sick. You're sick in the head.
You're sick
in the head.
You're sick too.
What? You're going to give up. You don't give up to that.
I sure am, because that treats me bad.
Well, you know what? Yep. Here's the situation. As soon as we get back home, I'm going to pack my kids' bags, and me and my kids
are going. My kids ain't going nowhere.
You know what? You're right here, right with him, right below my feet, because I'm too good for both of you. Too good for
that's
both
why,
of you.
That's why I'm just walk right over top of your bald-headed ass, just like I would do that security guard that ain't here because he's scared of me, boy.
I walk over scared you.
That's why I took your wife.
You know what? You can have her. You can have her.
And good, he's gonna have me.
He's gonna have you. You know what? Because I got better things to do with my time, like brush my teeth or something like that. You know what? You don't matter. Hey, long as I.
You're just mad because you can't hit it like me. I'm the baddest man that's ever stepped foot on this thing.
Okay.
And I ain't even worried about you, Dave.
Okay. All right.
I'll give you the divorce money and loan you $200 to get married. And I'm done with both of you. I'm done with both of you. And you know what? Man, I trusted you. I trusted you.
Did you?
You know what? I trusted you.
Did you?
You know.
Why would you do that?
I can't do no more for you. You know
what I'm saying? Jerry, he didn't care about me. He left me all the time for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe. He don't call. He don't ask me to go. You don't care about me, so I don't care about you.
You know what new car I just bought you? As soon as we get home, I'm taking it to the scrapyard.
Take it.
Okay. We'll be back.
You need to go lose some weight.
Some of our most unforgettable guests. Now, the last time he was here, Shorty was confessing to his girlfriend that he was really a woman. Take a look.
You know I love you, Ray. And I know that what I'm going to tell you is not going to make you too happy.
But don't tell already.
Would you be quiet already?
Sarah.
Come on.
I have something I want to tell you. I'm not really a man. I'm a woman.
Oh, my God. Me. You're dead.
I wanted to tell you, but I didn't know how to tell you. I figured if I brought you here, I have backup.
Oh, my God.
I got backup. Move I ain't know what else to say. You got to stay here, right?
I'm not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere.
Dead. How the hell you...
Help! Help! Please welcome Shorty to the show. Shorty, welcome to the show.
What's up, Jerry?
No, not much.
What you been up to?
You're looking very good.
I try.
Okay, so you confessed to your girlfriend in the last show that you're really a woman.
Yeah.
She didn't know that. And so she dumped you then.
Yeah.
What's happened since?
Well, we've made up.
Oh, good.
Know, and I asked her.
Yeah.
We made up, and I asked her, would she marry me, right?
Oh, and that's why you're in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I have a confession I want to tell her first before we get married.
Well, you've been through all the genders. What else could you be?
Well, I want to tell her that I was messing around with somebody else.
Shorty, Shorty, Shorty.
Hey, I had to get my groove on somehow.
Oh, boy. So now you want to marry this girl and you're already cheating on her?
Hey, that was a one-night stand.
Just a one-night stand.
Yeah, well, it didn't really mean nothing.
Yeah. Do you think, oh, so you're hoping she forgives you?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I didn't wear this tux for nothing.
Yeah. Well, let's hope not. But you look very good in it, Shorty.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. You don't look too bad yourself.
Okay, now this other woman, thank you. This other woman that you know, that you messed around with,
mm-hmm.
Does she know that you're engaged?
I have a secret to tell her, too.
What is the secret that you want to tell her?
I want to tell her that I'm not really a man, I'm a woman.
She doesn't... Well, you're on your own here. I'm going to let you talk to your fiancé. Here's your fiancé, Susan.
Wonderful. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I love you.
Welcome back to the show. The last time you were on, she told you that she was really a woman. You didn't know.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And you still want to marry her?
Yes, I do.
How's the relationship going? I mean...
It's wonderful. She's been honest and trustworthy, and I love her more than anything.
Well,
you ever see her in a tux before?
No.
She looks good, huh?
She looks gorgeous.
Well, before you get too happy, I have something I want to tell you. Just give me a chance already, okay? Don't jump out your seat yet, okay? Don't jump out your seat yet. Remember the last time I had a confession to tell you? Okay, well, before we
How could I forget?
Okay, before we get married, wait a minute, let me do this first.
Why are you moving all the way over there, Sawyer?
Because I gotta get out your way first.
Who do you have to be afraid of?
Okay. Well, before we get married, I have a confession to tell you. I was messing around with somebody else.
So, okay, so there you go again. She's cheating on you.
I had to do something. You wasn't doing anything. I mean...
You embarrassed me once, and I forgave you. And now you're gonna do it to me again? How dare you?
And I told you...
I loved you.
I wanted to tell you before we got married. You wanted me to marry you and not tell you anything? Huh? Woman, get... Oh, come on, let's get married. Let's just forget about love. I wanted to tell you the truth. So I figured, hey, I'll tell you now. Why wait and get married? Why not do the whole thing?
Oh, the truth hurts, and you're gonna find that out.
Let's meet this other woman, Melissa.
And who the hell is this fat pig?
Excuse me, hold on, wait a minute.
Look at me,
wait,
at her. Who would you rather be with?
Man. I love her, all right?
See?
I've been with her longer. You are all right.
Like a man.
You know what I'm saying? You are all right.
She ain't got none of this, nothing.
Hey, calm down.
All right, well, you need to take another look, okay?
Go get some implants, sweetie, and come back and dance our torso.
Excuse me, calm down. Well, you need to go lose some weight.
Hey,
calm down.
Go lose
some weight. Everybody, calm down.
What?
Go lose some weight.
Hey,
I'm gonna stomp your ass out, bitch.
I'm not really a man, I'm a woman.
You should have known the bitch, you should have known before I met you.
if you just joined us here, Shorty was on our show a couple of weeks ago, and Shorty is back today, and it basically to confess to his fiance. In fact, he was ready to marry her, but basically said to her, look, I've been cheating on you with Melissa. Melissa comes out. Melissa, you didn't know that Shorty was engaged.
No.
What do you want to say to Shorty?
You played yourself. Totally.
I
you
know
played
Chuck
yourself.
That played myself.
You played yourself.
Don't you even speak to my man like that, bitch.
I can't speak to him anyway.
You nasty ass slut.
I can speak to him anyway.
Oh, no, you won't.
Cut it.
I can't
do this.
Look at you. You're disgusting.
Cut it out.
How did you not even want to be
bald and fly to find no
slut?
Cut it out.
At
least I don't need to be bald and fly to find no slut.
Okay. Okay, okay.
He is not.
Calm down.
Let's hear from Shorty.
I got something to say here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Well, about to get
what is it? Let Shorty talk.
You're about to get yourself
munched. Excuse me. I have something I want to say to you.
Shorty.
All right? Can you please just zip it a minute?
You need to check yourself. Check yourself.
After I tell you what I have to say.
Check yourself.
After I tell you what I got to tell you, you can take it
you don't even
you
need to speak to me.
Excuse me. I'm speaking here.
You don't even need to speak to
me. I know that my $5 bag.
Excuse me.
You don't need to speak to me.
Excuse me. Can I say my piece, please? Thank you. As you know that this is my sweetheart, my baby, my everything. You.
Then why'd you have to go to that whore?
Hey, at the time, I was hot and bothered, and hey, I had to do shower.
Well, you asked her to go into the bathroom, bitch.
That don't work that way all the time. Man, back to you. I have a confession to make to you, too. I'm not really a man, I'm a woman.
I smoke right, bitch?
Hey, wait a minute! Calm down!
You did it!
No, I'm not!
No, you didn't! No, you didn't!
Oh, yeah, I did, bitch!
Enough is enough!
You disgust me! You a freak!
You are the thing about me! You didn't say that that night, did you?
You didn't get none of this! Believe me, you didn't get none of this!
You wasn't saying that the other night!
You didn't get none of this!
Trying to play yourself because you didn't get none of this.
I brought you here because I wanted to know will you marry me. I will stop all my cheating. I love you very much.
Look, see?
Dumb sucker. You are dumb.
Would you marry me? I love you.
Look in the mirror.
I'll never cheat on you again.
That you will never.
With her? Hell no, no more. I've had enough of her.
What about with anyone else, though? You just.
No, this is my baby.
This is it, okay.
This is it, right?
We have here Chaplain William Brooks. Go ahead and.
Dave, help.
Little did you guys know you were coming to a wedding, you know? You would have dressed differently, wouldn't you? Okay, yes. Does William need...
Make sure the things are between your...
Does the Reverend need my... Oh, there's another... Right. Before we start with the ceremony, though.
Okay.
I need to introduce one more guest.
Well, not a guest.
Yeah, but no. She's your sister.
Oh, and she, God.
Well, because you're having the wedding, she's going to be here. Obviously, you know. This is your sister, Mary, right? This is your sister. Oh, yeah.
Do you not have it?
No.
I'm not. I'm not.
it's not happening. It's
not happening.
All right.
You need me
okay,
to be a witness?
Ahead.
Huh? It's not happening. Okay. It's not happening.
You hear
it. Well, face this way.
Go ahead.
Let's begin. Well, Shorty, I'd like to ask you, please.
You embarrassed me.
Shorty, would you like, Susan,
to
be your spouse when you live together within the
holy state of
matrimony?
They're not getting married.
Yes, I am.
And Susan, I ask you also, will you take Shorty to be your spouse and will you live together? Okay, would you please join hands? Have you also have the ring?
If you do this, I swear to God, when something like this happens again, don't call
me. I now pronounce the two of you husband and wife. You may kiss.
New York together, though.
This is never gonna last.
I don't believe this. I don't believe this.
The other one.
May you have a very happy.
That was mine. This is
marriage.
A very miserable life.
We'll be back.
I will.
Today we're talking to unforgettable past guests with outrageous updates. Okay, please welcome Frank. The last time he was here, he dumped his girlfriend for his secret gay lover. Take a look.
What do you want to tell me? What do you want to tell me?
You know what I want to tell you?
What do you want to tell me? Get it out right now.
I've been sleeping with somebody for the last 8 months.
Ooh, okay. Man.
Yeah, I'm gonna be proud.
Let's meet your lover for the last 8 months. Okay, so the last time, what we just saw, the last time you were here, Frank, you told your girlfriend that you were cheating on her with a gay lover.
Correct.
She didn't even know you were gay.
Correct.
What has happened since?
Ever since then, me and Rolando went back. We got together. And ever since then, it's been hell with him.
Oh.
And so today I'm coming to leave him. And I'm going to fight for Fatima's love back.
You want to get her back?
Yep. I'm coming to get Fatima back.
Do you have any reason to think she wants to go back with you after you dumped her? And
because nobody can love her like I could. No one can love her like I could. That's right.
Boy, is she lucky that then you still want her. Okay, let's bring her out. Here is Fatima. Fatima, nice to have you back.
Thank you.
Last time you were here, you know, you guys had been together. How long had you guys been together before, by the way?
Over a year and, like, about a year and 6 months.
Okay, a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes on and tells you that he loves you, but he's been cheating on you with another guy. You didn't even know he was bisexual.
No.
I want to leave here with you.
And now
what happened last time? Who did you leave with?
Yeah, that's right.
I can't love you. You can't love me the way you can.
You're just jealous right now because I'm better than you were.
Yes, she can.
I'm better than you were.
You think he can be faithful, Fatima?
No, you know what? I don't know.
What do you want to say to him?
You know what, Frank? I loved you and I gave up a lot of things for you. okay? Right. And I gave you a chance, and then you made a fool of me, and I just don't think that it's going to go that way
but
again.
But I'm sorry, though. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes.
That's right. And when once a cheater, always a cheater.
No.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
You guys don't know.
I did a lot for you, okay? I did a lot. I gave up a lot of things.
Obviously not enough.
I'm sorry.
You need to be quiet. Because
he came to me, right? He came to me, right?
He came to me, right? Didn't he? You don't even know.
I know that I gave him pleasure. I gave him forgive him pleasure. Trust that. He'll be back.
Why does he want me back?
Once he's had this, he's going to want it again. Trust me. He'll want it again.
You don't know what it is. You don't know what it's all about. You don't know how to do it. You can't do it like me.
What do you want to say to him?
Frank, it's not the same anymore. I found somebody else that can do it.
It's only been a month.
It's not the same. I found somebody who's going to do me better than you. I'm not going to sit at home
it's
and wait
only
for
been
this other person apparently is who you're with now.
Yes.
Come on out.
You want to go with Tinkerbell? Go be happy.
You bitch.
What the f***? A real woman.
A real woman.
You want to go be with that? You had your chance. You had your chance. You got played. Now you want to come back. Frank hurt her real bad, and things just worked out. Don't be mad.
So you come in somebody else's relationship,
you just
want to
get back with her because Tinkerbell over there played.
Whore.
You're left alone. Once again, left alone.
Who are you to talk about me? Who are you to talk about me? I'm talking to her like that.
Be mad because you both are gonna be left alone. Yeah, sit down. Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so she doesn't want you back. Are you gonna go with Rolando anymore?
Nope.
Done here, done there, you two are together?
Yep.
We'll be right back. To our most unforgettable past guests. Now, no one could forget my next guest, who's larger than life. The last time he was here, he told his fiance he wanted her to start prostituting for him. Take a look.
I'm Blimp the Pimp. Yeah. I never go limp. I even hired some gimps. I'm Blimp the Pimp. I don't know how to tell you, but you know I'm pimping it, you know.
You're what?
Yeah, don't act like you don't know. Shh. I ain't finished talking yet. Shh. Shh. I'm gonna get you out of here.
Please welcome back Blimp the Pimp.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. So last... Okay, what do you want to tell? No! No more. Okay, keep your clothing on. Hold on.
Okay.
Shh, shh. Seriously, we gotta move on. You're gonna tell your girl what happened since the last show with your girlfriend?
I fooled her back.
She's back with you.
Yeah, she
even after you told her you were a pimp.
Right.
What are you gonna tell her this time?
I'm gonna tell the truth for the last time.
And what is that?
That she's gonna have to do it or don't.
Why?
You know what? Let me tell you something.
Oh, you want?
Let me tell you something.
You want your girl? You want your girlfriend to become a prostitute?
I'll pimp my wife.
Okay. You want your? Wait a second. You want your girlfriend to become a prostitute? Hey, blimp. Blimp, sit down. Stop. You want your girlfriend to become a prostitute?
Yes.
Let's bring her out. Here she is. Welcome back.
Hi, Jerry.
You, after what he told you last time, you're back with Blimp?
Yes, because
Do you call him Blimp?
No.
What do you call him?
Larry.
What?
The last time he was here, he told me he was getting out of the business. He wasn't going to be a pimp anymore. He was getting out of it. And I took him back because I took him at his word.
And what did you think he was going to do, become an accountant?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't
what
know.
What do you want to tell her? She loves you. She seems like a nice, innocent woman. What are you going to tell her?
She is nice. She's too nice for me. But that's cool. I'm going to tell you something. You know I'm still pimping.
You're what?
Yeah.
How could you do that? You promised me that you were getting out of it and you weren't going to sit there and go into it. You sat there and
told me. How do you think I get my money?
You sat there and promised me after 3 years of being with you and going through the stuff I went through with you, you sit there and tell me you're back
out. Why don't
you
make me some money? I'll be happy.
Because I'm not going to be anything for you.
Tell you something, though. It's cool. Because you'll be back. Everybody come back.
I ain't coming back. Because
I'm blimp.
I don't care who you are. I ain't coming back. I ain't coming back.
Okay, so you're basically saying you're finished with him?
I'm finished.
Blimp?
I'm finished.
We'll be back.
You are the fox.
Get off my stage.
Okay, to Blimp, whatever your name is. Obviously, you must be Blimp the Limp Gimp, because all that loving ain't getting in. All right, I can
put his shirt on, because nobody wants to see his double D's. That's all I
You want to see something later on.
I've never seen a
Just write a letter to this address. You'll find out where I'm at. All right,
next question. For the bride... Don't take anything he says into consideration because it ain't nothing but pillow talk,
you
baby.
You fit down inside.
Thank you. Bring up, fat ass whore.
Fit
Bring up. Take me out and my friends too. Watch.
Hold up.
You
stupid ass valley.
This question's for the Blimp.
Y'all say that now.
This is for Blimpy. Are you at least going to wash your hands before you leave today?
I'm watching it right now. Oh, wait a minute. Hit all of one, too.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'd like to know if the Blimp ever tosses any salads with that tongue.
I can do anything with this tongue.
For the guy in the blue, you could do much better. Let them have each other.
You're right. You can't have me, okay?
For Shorty's wife, I was just curious, what are you doing with that Gary Coleman wannabe? You know he's just using you. You know he's just using you. You know he's just using you.
Let me tell you something.
me tell you something right now. I might look like Gary Coleman, but I don't look like somebody that just got ran over by a tractor trailer. Your head got tracks left in it.
I was just wondering, are you going home alone now? Are you two over, or what's the
deal? Oh, it's
are you guys done?
Over.
Hey, that's better. And hey, be safe. Use protection. All right.
That is so nice.
It always takes one person in the audience to say that's for the.
I would like to encourage Fatima and Evelyn to stay together. They seem like they deserve each other. And guys, just don't cheat. Cheating is out of question.
That'd be my girl.
Well, Jerry, I have a question and a comment. I just want to know, to the pimp's wife, I just wanted to let you know that a pimp is always a pimp. You shouldn't be here right now. And to Evelyn and Fatima in the back, can I join? What's
you know
up?
What?
Can
I come? Sit down because you're the reason why I don't like guys, okay? You are the reason right there. And this, too. All you guys, you all alike.
Okay.
You think you can get in on this, right? I don't think so.
Ain't nobody getting this. This is my girl.
I'm a one-on-one kind of girl.
Okay, okay.
How you doing, Jerry? I just want to say, all you people, you're all beautiful people. But to the pimp over there, you make black people look bad.
Thank you.
Sit your big ass down. I'm sorry. You look bad, brother.
You like a ball of jelly.
Praise the Lord. Go home where you belong. Maybe I'll be home with your wife tonight.
I have a question for that gay guy right there in the middle. Him, you, in the middle? No, then the guy next to you.
Shut up, Drippy.
Now that you lost your boyfriend and your girlfriend, why don't you go work for Blimp?
Possibility.
I have a question
Maybe
for...
Maybe she wants some of the Blimp.
I have a question for a crack whore in the front row sitting next to David. What? No, hold on. Let me finish.
Because this...
Excuse me.
Hey, hold on.
No. You know.
Hold on. I don't even think so.
Okay. What kind of one-night stand were you having with Shorty where you didn't find out that he was really a woman?
Believe
we
me.
Cards?
I fell asleep. It fell in love.
All right? I fell asleep.
You're not to fall in love with. That's why I have her, and I don't want you.
All right. Shh.
I have a suggestion for Mr. Goodyear on the corner. Girlfriend dumped you, why don't you head for the two guys sitting right behind you?
After you stop going to Supercuts for that tacky hair.
It's a tough crowd, yes.
Jerry, can I say something? Jerry,
before she make her,
can I say something?
Mr. Cholesterol, where do you find your horse?
Anywhere they come, I don't care.
What type of women would want to be with
You'll
all
be
of that
amazed
cholesterol?
When you come home with me. Don't judge the package, judge the action.
Backwards.
Just be happy. Look, you don't go to sit there.
I just got a comment. I just got a comment. Look, the name of the game don't change, right? Only the players, right? Me and Big Pimp need to take control of this situation back
That's
here.
That's right.
Because there's money to be made back there. I'm with you, baby.
Let me take this opportunity to thank you all for coming on the show. I hope things work out for you guys. Best of luck. And I hope you choose courses and relationships that bring a little more happiness to you than you now seem to have. I hope it works out. You know, if talk shows do nothing else, they remind us that television is not life, that the problems that assault us in everyday living are not packaged into hourly segments with a beginning, a middle, and an end. The drama or the burdens don't end when the credits roll. No, in real life, we can't always write our own endings to come about when and as we wish. So life isn't solved by coming on these shows. We merely turn on the lights and view a snapshot of a running story. Maybe for a moment, our guests will be inspired to set out on a new course of behavior or do something different. But as we see so often when we invite guests back on our show, life goes on. Once back in their hometowns, in their own homes, they more often than not revert back to their old ways. The point being, that real change in one's life comes not from a momentary spotlight or a cheering or booing crowd. It comes from within, when there's no crowd, no one's watching, no one's pressuring. It's just you and your conscience. Till next time, take care of yourself and each other.
If you think that was wild and crazy, then click here to keep watching. And don't forget to subscribe. All you have to do is click here. And one more thing, take care of yourself and each other.